Josh. Okay, guys, so Josh is going to preach tonight. He's teaching tonight, okay, guys? Look, you better be good.
I'm going to go first up here.
Okay? Everybody, welcome Josh.
Hi, everybody. Woo!
So, Dave said he really wanted a missionary to come speak to you all tonight, and so he asked me, and I'm from Greenwood, Indiana. Ever heard of it?
Mean streets down there.
Greenwood, Indiana. There it is. Seriously, I've been able to go on mission trips to Africa, Colombia, Cuba, lead short-term mission trips, and been all over the U.S. doing disaster relief work, and it's been amazing. Been coming here since 2012. I love it. Really privileged to be up here today. Kind of start the evening with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight. Pray that you would just empty each and every one of us and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Speak to us through 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles tonight. And we thank you for your word, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I need a volunteer to just come up here for a moment. All right, sir. What's your name?
Asa.
How old are you?
14.
14. So 2 years ago, your dad died. Sorry.
Oh.
And you became king.
Oh, sweet.
So when Asa was 12, he became king. And he decided that he didn't want to follow the Lord any longer. He wanted to do his own thing. And for 55 years, he lived the way he wanted to live. And he led his nation down a horrible path.
I'm
sorry. No. 12 years ago, you became king.
Oh, okay.
So you're the king.
Let me just take this off.
All right. It doesn't fit that good, does it?
Did they have Burger King back then?
No. It's the only,
great question.
It's the only king that I could find. Give him a round of applause. That's all I need. Just wanted to show you. But seriously, in 2 Kings, verse 21, let me read this. Manasseh was only 12 years old when he began to reign as king, and he reigned for 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And according to the despicable practices of the nations in whom the Lord had driven out before the people of Israel, he rebuilt all the altars that his father, Hezekiah, had destroyed. And he erected altars to false gods, and he worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them instead of the one true God. He burnt his son as an offering and used fortune-telling, omens, and he dealt with mediums. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. He took Manasseh, led astray his nation to do more evil than the nations had done before him. Because Manasseh, king of Judah, had committed these abominations and has done these things more evil than all the Amorites did before him, he made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, said, I will bring destruction upon you. And so as the example I showed, he was only 12 years old, and he became king. And at that age, he had the determination, am I going to follow what my father taught me? Am I going to follow the Lord? At that age of 12, he would have memorized the first 5 books of the Bible. He watched his father be king. He watched his father. He did what was honorable in the sight of the Lord. And he served God with all of his heart. So he had that example. He knew the word of God. And yet when he became 12 and he reigned for 55, he determined to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And he lived for himself. And not only that, he did that with an entire nation following him. So he led the entire nation astray, because he was their leader. He was the king. And so if you do that, lead a nation for 55 years, and God says, you've done evil, and I'm going to bring destruction upon you, What do you think is going to happen to King Manasseh? Yeah, that's what I thought. If you turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 33, in 2 Chronicles 33 we read, "The Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they paid no attention. Therefore the Lord brought upon them the commanders of the army, the king of Assyria, who captured Manasseh with hooks and bound him with chains." So this nation, Assyria, came in and captured King Manasseh and bound him with chains. And you think, all right, he's getting what's coming to him, right? He led a nation for 55 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He destroyed the temples that his dad had built to the one true God. And so you think, all right, justice is coming. Manasseh got captured. This is the end. Right? That's what you would think. But you know what happens? King Manasseh cries out to the Lord. It says, "He became in great distress, and he entreated the favor of the Lord his God, and he humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. He prayed to him, and God was moved by his humble entreaty, and he heard his plea, and he brought him again to Jerusalem to reign as king." Like, boy, what? That's insane. This guy became king at 12 years old, said, "You know what, Dad? I don't want to do what you did. I'm going to go my own way." And for 55 years, lived wrongly. It says that he committed more sins than nations before him, and he led his kingdom into sin. And then he gets captured and bound in chains, and you think, all right, this is the end of the story. He's going to get what's coming to him. And he breaks down, and he cries out to the Lord, and he says, "Forgive me, Lord." And not only does he get forgiven, but he gets freed and restored to the kingdom. And it says that when he's released and he becomes king again, he destroys all those false altars he had built, and he builds altars to the one true God and serves them. Some of us have fathers that we're observing, we're watching. And are we going to, when they are no longer in our lives, are we going to walk in the way that they taught us? Or are we going to go astray and follow our own ways? Are we going to lead our families well when we get to that age? Acts 3:19. Somebody wants to turn there with me. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, and the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." And I think, isn't that what King Manasseh did? He's in prison, he's in chains, and he cries out to the Lord, and he repents of his sins, and a refreshing from the Lord comes. And he's freed, and he's restored to his kingdom, to where he can now reign correctly. Verse 1, if you'd read that, Luke.
"The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention and the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually."
Every thought and intention of man's heart was continually evil. Okay? Number 2.
"Now in your hearts you devise wrongs, your hands deal out violence on earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb, they go astray from birth, speaking lies."
Speaking lies. From the womb, we're speaking lies. Third verse, please.
"The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick. Who can understand it?"
Wow. These verses are describing our condition apart from Christ. It's describing King Manasseh, the way he lived, the way he chose to live for himself. His heart was deceitful. He was speaking lies from the womb. Verse 4.
"Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God."
There again, that basically describes the way that King Manasseh lived his life, ruling for 55 years. The next verse.
"Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. And these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self and its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator.
Once again, King Manasseh lived one way, then he gets captured, he cries out to the Lord, entreats his favor, he's humbled, and then he no longer lives that way. He turns, he's walking this direction now, putting on Christ's righteousness, putting on truth, living for God and not for himself any longer. The last verse.
But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud and arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people.
Thank you.
Nice job.
You hear that verse and you think, man, that describes King Manasseh's life. Disobedient, lovers of money, lover of self. And then we need to look inwardly. All six of those verses describe man's condition. Our hearts apart from Christ, apart from God intervening and doing a miraculous work in your life. Those verses describe us, describe humankind, describe our tendency to go towards evil and not towards God. It says, there's no one righteous, not even one. And that brings me to that Acts 3:19 verse, that if we repent, therefore, and turn again from that, that the Lord will blot out that sin, and that a time of refreshing will come. And so I ask, what about you? Are you looking for that refreshing from the Lord? Are you looking for that opportunity to, you know, I've been walking this direction, even though it could just be a few years, or are you wanting to go this direction? Are you looking for that refreshment from the Lord? And so I broke up four questions for you to go into your small groups and to discuss. And the questions I wanted you to consider is, what if you became king or queen at the age of 12, how would you handle that responsibility and that freedom? Seriously, how would you make decisions? How would you lead? The second question is, this king reigned for 55 years. And so imagine having a president over the United States of America for 55 years. He hates God, doesn't like Christians, doesn't want the word of God present. What would our country look like today if that were to occur? Discuss, what would that look like? The third question. I forgot what the third question was.
I'm writing them down.
Yeah, the small group leader has them. But just ponder these questions and think. The last question was the Acts 3:19. Have you personally repented of your sins and asked God for forgiveness? Are you looking for that refreshment to come into your life that only comes from the Lord? I'll say a word of prayer, and we can break up to our small groups. Lord, we come to you this evening just grateful for the scripture from 2 Kings, Lord, and just the miracle that you did in King Manasseh's life. And I just pray that you would do that miracle in our lives, Lord, and just continue to draw us closer to yourself and reveal yourself to us in a deep and intimate way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.